that you also do workshops and take your music and your message into the schools. It seems that a lot of what you're about is really about getting the message across just as much. It doesn't seem like you're in it for fame or fortune.
I'm not. And you know how I'm able to, sometimes I'll get into my head and I'll be worried about what I'm wearing or how my hair looks. I think we're all like that to a certain degree. So what I do in that situation, and I do it more often than not, is I will prepare myself before I get on the stage, and I'll smudge and I'll pray, and I'll invite my ancestors, I invite my grandmothers, I know and I acknowledge that I'm not here. I'm here because of them. I'm here because I'm the one they prayed for. I'm the one, like, I'm the future. I have grandchildren. I'm a mother, I'm an auntie, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister, I'm a friend, and it's so important to me that I be the best person that I can be, and I have a message, and I have a gift, and that gift is something that I need to share, and I need to share it with dignity, with grace, with respect, and the way that I can do that, and what keeps me humble, is taking my shoes off so that I can feel my feet on the ground, and that reminds me where I come from.
That's interesting. I think Michael Franti, who was on last night, has a very similar philosophy and always goes barefoot as well.
Wonderful. Yeah, I did not. Many artists do, and I believe I'd love to have a story. I'd love there to be like an interview of stories of all these artists that go barefoot, because there's definitely a reason. It's not just because your shoes hurt. It's got nothing to do with that. There's a connection that happens.
You released your second album, Northern Shining Star Woman, last year. How do you feel your music's evolved with the new record?
Well, being able to do a full album, like, there was a time where I only had, like, I didn't consider myself a songwriter. I barely consider myself a musician. I feel I'm a singer. I'm a singer, and that was my first instrument, was my voice. And so now, and I've had this conversation with my musicians in my band too. I'm like, I don't feel like a musician. I feel like I have a message to share through my voice. I feel like I'm a singer. I'm not a confident guitar player. And so when I surround myself with other artists, it just kind of like fills in all the space. I love that. That's why I love playing with a band. So be able to do an album and to be able to have all of these professional artists and engineers and producers and such bring life to my songs is incredible. And then I sit back and listen, and it's very empowering, and it's very inspiring. And it just, all immediately before we even have the album packaged and on the shelves, I'm already like, I want to do another one. But then with that, you have to write songs, right? And the songs don't come to me as easily, but now I am a songwriter. I can confidently say I am a songwriter. And interestingly enough, I've just been a recent recipient of a Canada Council grant to travel to Nashville to do a one-week songwriting retreat with Linda McCrae.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I'm so looking forward to that, because I'm going to learn some skill and technique, and I'm super excited for that. And then I think, I'm believing that I'm going to come out with, like, at least a couple of songs from that experience, and then a whole lot of knowledge and some tools in my belt to be able to be more of an active songwriter rather than waiting it to come to me from this magical place, because I can never know when that's going to happen.
I would like to take us out with your song Cleansing the Highway. Tell me about your work with the Red Dress Society and that very powerful song.
Well, because I live in Prince George, it's been in my conscience forever, since I was a kid. And the Highway of Tears I'm speaking of. And I've become very good friends with Brenda Wilson. We're part of a drum group together, and so I'm connected to her. I've written another song called In the Hearts of You and Me, which is a tribute to the murdered and missing Indigenous women and families as well. But the Highway of Tears song came in June 2016 when Brenda Wilson had set out on a walk to cleanse the highway. It was a walk that had happened 10 years previous during a symposium in Prince George. And so she set out on this walk. Three other women joined her on the 700-kilometer stretch of highway. And when she was in Vanderhoof, which was roughly 100 kilometers away, she put a call out for help. So I answered that call, and I got out of the truck with my drum, and the song came to me. It came as a chant and as a melody and with the intention. And then I brought it to my drum group, the Castan Drummers, and together with Brenda Wilson and Jennifer Pegan, we added some English lyrics. So it's made its way across the country. It's been recorded at the Dixon Hall Music School with a string orchestra with Angela Rudden, and then they sent me the file. And then I went into a studio in Prince George, and we recorded the vocal, and it became the 10th song on my album, Northern Shining Star Woman. And it's really reaching a lot of people. I've been having some very spiritual experiences at concerts with birds flying over the stage as I'm singing. And to this morning, I sang it this morning here, and a lady came up to the stage, and she looked like she had seen a ghost. And she said to me, "I have never seen anything in my life, but when you were singing, there was a light above your head." And I looked around, she said, and there was no light shining anywhere. There was a light above your head, and there was a silhouette with a black silhouette with black hair. She says, "What does that mean?" I'm like, we're giving voice, we're not forgetting them. And she was very, very moved, and that moves me when I can hear how it's working, how my songs are working in people's lives, or how it's affecting people. It gives me fuel, it gives me inspiration, and that song especially, I really ground myself, and I really, it is every single time I sing that song, it's like a ceremony, and it's a very spiritual experience.
Way ah, way ah, way ah, way ah, way ah.
Claire.